Blog Talk Radio.
Of this show. And I'm your host, Tiffany Williams Jallo, for Relationship 360 Degrees, which seeks to repair, build, and maintain enriching, long-lasting character-based relationships with the help of experts like tonight's guest. Cindy Butler is here. She is the Executive Director of the Alternatives to Marriage Project, which fights for equality for nearly 100 million of us in the United States who are single, choose not to marry, cannot marry or live together before marriage. And she has over 20 years of nonprofit experience and has built a career focused on improving the lives of disadvantaged people. She's the co-founder and executive, was the co-founder and executive director of VillageNet. Cindy built a nonprofit dedicated to supporting women in villages in Kenya and Ghana they work toward uplifting their families from poverty. And prior to the VillageNet, she served as director of the Women's Business Center at Community Capital Development, where she mentored 800 entrepreneurs and trained another 5,300 through partnerships with community organizations. Cindy has also worked as an employee of, consultant to, and volunteer for board member of nonprofits, including the National Organization on Disability, the National Women's Law Center, and the National Leadership Coalition on AIDS. Cindy, thank you for all that you have done to help the community, and thank you for stopping by Relationships 360 to help us out tonight.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Thanks so much again. And listeners, I want to thank you guys for pouring into the chat room tonight. You can definitely give us a call tonight at 714-409-0610 to chime in to the conversation. We're going to be talking about the rise of singleness in this country, and really across the globe, we kind of see some trends of, you know, the rise in singleness across the globe and the decline in marriage rates. And again, the number to call is 714-409-0610. And Cindy has been so kind to offer a free relationship resource to a listener who goes to relationships360.com, enters their name and their email address to be entered into a random drawing to win this relationship resource. I'm going to give you until the end of this month to do that, and the winner will be notified via email. Cindy, if you would, if you could tell us about this relationship resource that you're giving away, and if you would, if some of our listeners are just joining us, I would like for you to kind of give us an overview of what the Alternatives to Marriage Project is all about.
Okay. First, I'll talk about the giveaway so I don't forget to do that. We're donating one CD called Living Alone. It was published by Living Smart Guides. They do a series of CDs. This one has instructions, schedule, legal agreements that single people can use to give to their trusted individuals, their people of choice. So they can help the single people, their children and their pets, when something unexpected happens. So really this is a sort of a future planning kit, which is actually our most popular item in our bookstore. So the Alternatives to Marriage Project is a nonprofit. It was started in 1998, and it was founded by a young couple who met at Brown University, and when they graduated from school, they decided that they wanted to live together. And they got so much pressure from friends and families to marry that they decided to sort of push back formally. So they founded this organization. Over the years, it's kind of morphed from being primarily for couples to actually being more inclusive of singles. And what we're trying to do is equalize things for people who aren't married. There are over 1,000 benefits that married couples automatically get when they marry that unmarried people don't have access to. And we think that's really unjust and unfair, and that's what we're trying to fight for.
Well, some people might think that because you're advocating for, you know, unmarried couples and individuals, that your organization might be anti-marriage. Is that the case? I'll give you an opportunity to address that.
Yeah, that's not true at all. In fact, we're in favor of marriage for anyone who wants to have it. We just don't think that people should be forced to marry to get certain benefits if that's what they really want to do. And in fact, we're supportive of the same-sex marriage movement that's going on, except that it does impact unmarried people sort of negatively, and we might get into that later. But basically, marriage is great for anybody who wants to do it.
Okay, sounds good. And, yeah, we will talk about some of the benefits of marriage and these benefits that are not being afforded to unmarried individuals. So we'll definitely get into that in just a little bit. But just want to talk about in general, there's been a lot of press lately about marriage rates dropping. Is marriage becoming obsolete?
You know, the reason there's so much talk about it is the 2010 census data was released in December of last year, and a lot of researchers got their hands on it and started combing it for trends that they could pick out. But what they're really talking about is we're seeing a decline in early marriage and people who marry when they're young and lifelong marriages. And the big analysis that was done by Pew Research Center, and they're really talking about a trend that started 50 years ago. So the statistics that we're looking at are from 1960 until now. And if you look at those, yes, there is a significant drop, but it's not that it happened in the last 5 years.
So nothing new under the sun, or at least in the past couple of generations, at least. I think, you know, some of our us Generation Xers, which is the generation I'm from, think this is kind of a new thing going on, which is why, you know, we're talking about it tonight on Relationships 360. So definitely glad that you referred to that study. So, you know, it gives us a little bit more to think about, or, you know, it allows us to think about this subject differently. What are some of the factors